Joining us, as she does every week at this time, Betsy Lundy is here from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
Good to have you here, particularly when you bring guests who bring food.
Yes. Yes. The cake is awesome. I know. I already cut into it.
Appreciate you being the canary in the coal mine for us. Yeah. It looks like it tasted okay.
It did. I ate the whole thing.
good for you. And along with you this afternoon, Teddy Jan Colville is here from the Bangor Arts Society. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And look, you've already risen to the top of our guest list. Well, I mean, not just because of the... Okay, mostly because of the cake.
Well, yeah, it's good to bribe people, I found.
Oh, absolutely. You know. It works.
Well, I brought the cake for two reasons.
Yes.
And one is Lincoln's birthday today.
Exactly.
And what does that have to do with the Bangor Art Society?
I think we're about to find out.
Yeah, I think you are. Because our founder, Jeremiah Pearson Hardy, was friends with Hannibal Hamlin.
Well, there you go. Lincoln's first vice president.
And a member of the Tarantine Club.
Wow.
And because it's our 16th president's birthday, it happens to be our 145th birthday.
Well,
not today. It was the 8th of February.
You don't look it. So congratulations on that. And you also brought in notes, which, like, if the cake wasn't enough, giving me information makes it better. The Bangor Arts Society, the longest continuous arts society in the nation.
In the nation.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, it changed names a couple times. It used to be the Society of Bangor Art, and then it evolved to the Bangor Art Society. But the same core... basically. Different artists, but all supporting, and that's the mission, is supporting the local artists of the Bangor, greater Bangor area.
And yet you're homeless. How is that possible?
Well, those millionaires that started the society really didn't leave a lot of money to us, right? But... they started out in a meeting in the upstairs area of the Bangor Savings Bank. And it was free because when they built their building downtown, they had extra floors. And so those floors, they let us meet there. And so we've recently repartnered with them, put all our finances back with Bangor Savings.
Well, talk about some of the things that the Bangor Arts Society does.
Well, one of the things I have to say right out first, because, and I mentioned this earlier, we're the Rodney Dangerfield of the art societies, I think, because people don't know. We give out, and this was a legacy account that was established when, I'm not even sure who it was because it's anonymous. We give out $6,000 scholarships to... the different five different high schools and one University of Maine student every year. And the only requirement is that their art teacher submits their name and they have to be going on to school to study art. And then they would send us the transcript to verify it and we send them a check.
Well, that's terrific.
I mean, awesome. Nobody knows we give out $1,000.
Well, they do now because we've got like a dozen, maybe 15 people listening to this show. So people are going to they'll be talking after this. Can you talk a little bit about some of the past artists? Who are some of the names that we might recognize?
Marsden Hartley, maybe.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
He's a big timer. He, in the 40s, early 40s, did teach classes. And I think he was enamored by some of the boxers because the Bangor Y used to have boxing in the 40s.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And his painting of the light heavyweight Madawaskan is in the Art Institute of Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually, they were doing a retrospective of his works at the Metropolitan Museum in New York City. And the curator called me and said, "Who is this model?" So I called every art person I knew from Madawaska. And they think they sort of know who this guy was, but he's no longer alive.
Wow, Teddy Jankovel cool. with us from the Bangor Arts Society. We talk about downtown Bangor on this segment, so obviously a long association between the organization and downtown.
Yes, and we have been meeting at the Bangor Public Library since we are homeless for years and years and years. And that is, we're deeply appreciative of that. We normally have some shows there at the library, but not this year. So we do, though.
You have an event coming up this weekend, though, right?
We right now in downtown Bangor at the Rock and Art Shop. Annually, we have a members show. And the Rock and Art Shop started hosting us 5 years ago when I became president because there was construction at the library. Ongoing, it seems. And so it's a members show, and there are the best of show was won by Judy Holder. I'll say her name because it's best of show is a big deal.
Yeah.
She's a local artist, does oils and encaustic. And then the second show that we have going right now, just they're going to be hanging it in a couple days, is 11 Central Eatery. They, Anne-Marie Orr has hosted us several times, and there's new owners now.
Yes, Melissa, right?
Melissa and Mike, her husband, and they're continuing this tradition, and it's the theme is Coastal Maine. And the great thing about them, I mean, there's many things, but one of the things is they accept large paintings, whereas Rock and Art, and thank you, Annette Dodd and her whole family and staff at the Rock and Art, they only have one little wall, so everything has to be small. But at 11 Central, big.
Well, that's wonderful.
So it's cool.
So how can people get involved and learn more about the organization?
Well, we have a Facebook page, Bangor Art Society, mm-hmm. and also our website is the BangorArtSociety.com, where you can join. And it's only $35 to be a member. And we meet once a month and have lectures, guest speakers, workshops. And I do have to kind of throw this in if I have time.
Well, please do.
We do paintouts. Not only do we do live auctions for the paintouts, but we do artist retreats. 2 weeks ago, we went to York, Maine, and stayed in a very nice place. And we're painting outside Nubble Lighthouse. And another one is coming up this spring in Lubeck. We'll be staying
beautiful
there.
Beautiful area.
At the West Quaddy Station. It used to be the Coast Guard Station there.
Fantastic.
So that we do. But I have to put a plug in.
Please do.
About our big, huge annual event is the Open Juried Show, which we have in May. And we give out pretty close to $3,000 cash to the winners. Mm-hmm. We have five categories and best of show and three prize winners in those. But our judge this year is the very prestigious artist and author, Carl Little.
Wonderful.
And anybody who has artwork in this state needs to get their work in front of his eyes. I mean, his latest book is Paintings of Portland, but he did Art of Katahdin, Art of Acadia. And he's done books with his brother, David, of course.
Wonderful. Well, come back later in the spring.
Oh, can I?
Oh, please do. Yeah. Come on back as we get close, and we'll talk more about it.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Teddy. Thanks for coming. And thank you for the cake as well.
Oh, well, happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, Abe, and everybody else. And Betsy, thank you.
Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for voting today and doing your duty.
Oh, yeah. You're an inspiration. That's my little PSA plug is that you can vote in Bangor. And
vote early, vote often.
Most anywhere you can, right?
There you go.
Right there at City Hall if you're in Bangor.
Thanks, Betsy. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.